Bank speaking to our business correspondent, Kevin McGee. Well, to try and put it into layman's terms for us in terms of what went wrong, we can speak to Kevin Curran, Dr. Kevin Curran now from the School of Computing and Intelligent Systems at McGee. Hi, Kevin.
Good evening, Sarah.
So, what do you think went wrong here, and how is it that a technical glitch that happened last Tuesday can still be causing massive repercussions now?
Well, computer systems have to be updated continuously, some because of new features being rolled out and others just to patch security loopholes. So what we know is a routine software update last Tuesday was carried out, and this deals with payment processing. That makes sure money goes in and out of accounts correctly. But it did not work and the system collapsed for days. And they say they fixed that on Friday, but now they're dealing with the backlog of orders. And that's what they're working through now. But what is strange is why they couldn't have reverted to an earlier working version. So, you know, for this to be outstanding for so long and is unprecedented, really, in this area. Again, we don't know the immediate technical cause of the problem, but the fact that it just couldn't be fixed and you couldn't roll back to a previous version of the system, it's just strange.
I mean, one of the biggest criticisms of Ulster Bank and the RBS and NatWest has been that they didn't seem to have a backup plan here. How important is it for any company, but particularly a multinational bank, to have this?
It means it's completely crucial when you're dealing with customer information or real-time systems. I have no doubt that they have pretty sophisticated systems in place. And I mean, a system failure of any kind can happen to any system. I mean, right now a digger could dig through the cable to the studio and we'd be out. But again, we would then have multiple lines going into the studio and maybe a satellite connection. In other words, we would build in redundancy. And of course, that's a cost. How much redundancy do you want in any system? But, and again, quite often when it comes to reducing costs, which we know the banking sector has done, one way to save money is reduce staff, reduce testing, and then outsource the actual coding. But also, when it comes to systems which have to be rolled out, quite often testing gets a hit in these times, as does security, actually. It's very seldom you see security jobs now advertising. We know how important that is. But quite often the testing, and this is the key thing, really, when you're dealing with a live system, and of course it's very difficult to modify a huge mission-critical IT system because you have to make sure that whatever you replace or update works, but also there's no gaps in the service and the rollovers. But you just wonder about the testing mechanism here and how many scenarios were looked at before and just the experience of the people who were rolling out this update.
It does beg the question, though, doesn't it? Beg the question, rather, Kevin. Do we put too much trust in computers? We're always told that they make our lives easier. But for something like this to cause so much disruption, is it a case of the computer being at fault or is it the way it's been dealt with by humans since?
Both. It's, you know, to be honest, it's probably people here who are at fault and the computer is just following instructions, because most of us would now say our lives are enriched by technology. It helps us balance home and work and life. And, you know, there's so many things I've been aware of lately that I don't have to do anymore, like print out photographs to keep them. I don't have to find a working public telephone or go through VHS cassette tapes. Everything a lot of things become easier. But the problem with modern systems is, yes, if a car breaks down on the motorway, it might affect 5-6 people or a few hundred even. But if the central computer controlling the traffic lights of a city breaks down, then the entire city will hit gridlock. And of course, we have that when we're going to these large systems, we are putting our faith in them and that they do work. But you just trust that the IT departments also build in the redundancy needed to roll over to a working system if something goes wrong.
Well, we've yet to see how grimly this will affect Ulster Bank and RBS overall in terms of their popularity. But Kevin, thanks very much indeed for explaining that to us. You did a good job of it. Dr. Kevin Curran there joining us from our Foyle studio. Well,